Store measurement is new, and sampling is especially feared with the new. But the challenges of sampling are hardly limited to the new and experimental. If you're at all tuned to politics, you know that the past two decades have been challenging for election forecasters. Traditional methods of polling, including random digit dialing and door-to-door surveys, just don't work anymore. Online polls have improved over this period, but they have many challenges of their own when it comes to sampling. So pollsters have had to work very, very hard to make their sampling techniques better. Pollsters have one real advantage. Every election, they get a great reading on the accuracy of their predictions, and that generates real insight into the type and nature of their sampling errors. Without that feedback, I can guarantee political sampling would be much, much worse than it is. Which brings me to the sampling most companies do in the offline and online world with their surveys. In the vast majority of cases, those surveys represent a sample. And given the lack of validation mechanisms for almost all of that sampling, I can make a pretty good guess at the quality of the samples they're getting. If you look at the sampling effort that goes into political polling and compare it to the average website or brand tracking survey, you can see why I'm skeptical of nearly all business VOC when treated as a representative sample. At least, when we measure stores, we understand and plan for sampling problems. Is that something most enterprises can say when they consume net promoter scores or brand tracking surveys? People tend to trust things that have been around for many years, but a lot has changed in the world while the techniques for doing those kinds of surveys haven't really evolved. It's a classic case where longevity is very poorly correlated with accuracy.